Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Wednesday, February the 6th of 2019, and it is 2 p.m. I am Marlita Peters, and I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. And we will begin by calling roll to confirm that we have a quorum. Please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Thank you. Jim Woolyhand?
Here.
Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Martell?
Here.
Darlene Liable Crow?
Shouldn't be on the call.
Paul Vixney?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
And again, Darlene Liable Crow.
Oh,
not going to be on the call. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a quorum. Are there any guests on the line who would like to be recognized for the recording?
Yes, Jonathan Yeheskel from the 1233 College Ownership Group.
Thank you.
And this is Brad Schiffer. I'm listening in.
Thank you, Brad. Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll introduce the staff in the room.
Mo Madani.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
Chris Howell.
Chip Sellers.
Jim Hammers.
Thank you. Council members, we would like to approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes.
This is Beth Meyer. Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
Who
was the second?
Delvecchio.
Delvecchio, thank you. All those in favor of the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of Tuesday, November 27th, 2018, if there are no corrections or changes.
This is Paul Martell. I move to approve the minutes from November 27th, 2018.
Thank you. And a second?
Paul Vixney seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor of the previous minutes, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next item on our agenda is to appoint a chair to our council. Well.
Would anybody like to volunteer to be the chair? Beth?
Did she say that?
Maybe.
My name is Blasted again.
I couldn't hear that. I'm sorry.
We couldn't hear you, Joe. I'm sorry.
Still can.
Some not being drafted. We're having a hard time hearing you. It sounds like you're in a drum, Mr. Delvecchio.
Okay. Try to fix that.
That sounds a little bit better.
How about that?
Much better. Would you mind repeating your comments, please?
It was just a sarcastic remark saying that I thought I was going to be drafted in.
Oh, drafted in.
Okay.
Joe, would you be up for being the chair and all?
If you would appreciate that, I would accept.
That's awesome.
Ms. Meyer, is that a recommendation?
That is a recommendation for Joe Dumet. Yes.
Do we have a second on
sorry,
that?
Sorry, I'm in the car and that. Not sure if you got that. Thank you.
Do we have a second to that recommendation?
I'll second. Paul Dixie. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of Mr. Delvecchio becoming the chair of the Accessibility Advisory Council, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move to the next item on our agenda and welcome Mr. Delvecchio. We would like to review the application for waiver on 1233 Collins.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is historical preservation alteration. Project progress and plan review. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $5,000. Project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years was none. Applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by historic nature of the building. This application was deferred last November by the commission to allow the applicant to provide site plan and additional photographs, which were provided. A site plan wasn't provided, but additional photographs were provided. Pull up those. Probably going to be all the way at the bottom.
Photo.
I guess there's a site plan.
Label site plan.
Yeah. So we do have a site plan. I stand corrected.
And pictures.
Yeah. Let's. The issue was the door stoops. Which all of them have the same type of staircase going up to each unit.
Just to throw something in there, it's from the ownership side. We are unit number four, which is the unit in the back, the most east of the property. We are going to be putting a ramp, an accessibility ramp, to unit number four.
Okay. We'll give you a chance to speak in just a moment, sir.
As you can see, with this picture, it shows how all the units have the same type of entry.
Council, are you completed?
No, he's not finished. Okay. What's your recommendation?
I'm sorry. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver on grounds of the historic nature of the building. Also, they are, as they said, making one unit accessible with a ramp. And there's four units, I believe.
I guess I'm confused. They're going to make one. Why is that? I mean, I'm glad, but why is that one?
Let's.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Council members, one moment, please.
The reason that.
One moment, please. Chip, have you finished your recommendations?
Yeah, I finished my recommendation.
Thank you. And Jonathan, if you'd like to take a moment to state your case, go ahead, please.
Sure, absolutely. So the reason that we're going to be doing the one unit is the City of Miami Beach requires us, that's their ADA requirement code is for giving us the license, is to have at least one of the units ADA accessible. So for us in that case, building, you know, a ramp so that the people can come and doing all the ADA accessibility requirements for that unit for sound, light, et cetera. The reason that we are requesting the waiver for the second floor so that we can't, you know, first of all, doing the ramps to all the units would make it the property carry damage in terms of actual accessibility to all the units because we have a very narrow foyer entryway. And secondly, the interior elevator would completely make us, I mean, it would be a massive, massive project that would destroy the historic nature of the property if you did it. So that's why we were requesting the waiver for these items.
Does that complete your comments?
That does. Yes,
thank you. Now to the council. Do you have any questions or concerns, council members?
This is Beth Meyer. What's on the second floor that would require, is there something different on the second floor? Because I didn't see anything that would require you to have an elevator if you have one of four units that's already accessible, that's going to be accessible?
Correct. I mean, that's the idea. There isn't really nothing, there isn't really anything that needs it except for the fourth unit, which will be fully accessible. Bedrooms on the bottom floor, everything will be fully wheelchair accessible. We're doing the shower, making sure it's ADA accessible. So one unit will be 100% accessible on every level.
Any other questions or concerns? Hearing none, council members, back to you to make a decision, provide a motion of your recommendation.
This here is what I'd ask you all. I'd like to make a motion that we recommend that the Florida Building Commission approve this request for waiver on the grounds of historical nature. And I would also want that the owner of the property, the developer of the property, also state in a formal manner that the first level is going to be made accessible as we are moving in its testimony. That there is no need.
Do we have a second to that motion?
I thought there's a second.
Is someone to restate it? Like, what does he want them to do?
Can we get someone who understands what Mr. Delvecchio is trying to say to restate it? We're having trouble.
To re-articulate it. He wants I can read the
motion and see if that's what you guys wanted. It mainly granting the waiver based on historic nature with the understanding that the first level or the first floor is accessible. And provide the accessibility needed for that additional bedroom
in one unit they're making
the whole unit accessible.
Yeah.
So that covers it already.
Correct. It's just to make sure to clarify, it's not the entire first floor of the building. It's unit number four that will be fully accessible.
Yes. To the unit. Yes.
Right.
That is correct. It's
okay.
Yes.
And you accept that, Mr. Delvecchio?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Vixney, you second that motion?
Yes.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion to accept on the historic nature and to grant this waiver, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The waiver is granted. Are there any other comments from the general public?
Yes, this is Brad Schiffer.
Yes, Mr. Schiffer.
Just a question to the owner. Unit 4 is a two-story unit.
It is a two-story unit, and we're modifying it so that the bedroom and everything is going to be on that first floor.
Okay, and what's going to be on the second then? More bedrooms or...
There will be a secondary bedroom on that second floor, but the primary bedroom, the master bedroom, we're rearranging it so that it's on the first floor. That's the idea. And that's what City of Miami Beach had requested from us.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, if there's no other business to bring before this council today, we can do our final roll call. Please answer by saying here, council members. Joe Delvecchio.
Here.
Jim Woolihan.
Here.
Beth Meyer.
Here.
Paul Martell.
Here.
Paul Vixney.
Here.
Allison Klein.
Here.
Thank you. That concludes our meeting for today. Have a good afternoon, and it is 2:16 p.m.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.